trip. The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble. Road Trip Likely to Succeed makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip Likely to Succeed A to Z, The Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Hump Day Wednesday, December 3rd, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, Patriot Voice Radio Network. This half hour brought to you by MyPillow.com, Mike Lindell's company. Got an email from them this week. They are going to extend and improve the Trucker Randy promo code just for our listeners, our radio family. Basically, do your Christmas shopping online. Go to MyPillow.com, shop away, put whatever you need for your Christmas list in the shopping cart. Go to checkout, see how much it's going to cost retail plus shipping. Then put in the promo code TRUCKERRANDY. All one word, no space. Hit apply and see how much money you can save by being one of my listeners. 50, 60, 70, 80% off on some items, plus free expedited priority shipping. Guaranteed to get you these products before Christmas. This is only going to happen until 2 weeks from today. December 17th, 5 o'clock, December 17th, this free expedited shipping to get it to you before Christmas will stop. So you have basically 2 weeks from today to take advantage of this. If you want, text me MP for my pillow, and I'll send you the screenshot that's automatically programmed in my phone. You'll get a picture of Donald Trump with a little bandage over his right ear. On the bandage is the MyPillow logo. You can absolutely get this by just texting me, 231-360-5140. Text me MP for MyPillow, and I'll send you the screenshot. Now, for some reason, if you don't like shopping online, you prefer to talk to an operator, no problem. Just text me MP for My Pillow. The screenshot will give you the 800-654-9659 phone number. Those operators answering 800-654-9659 will automatically have the Trucker Randy promo code programmed into their computer. So you can take an order over the phone with them, pay with a credit card, and they will give you the Trucker Randy promo code discount. Or again, if you'd like to do it online, take your time to shop. That's up to you. MyPillow.com, promo code Trucker Randy when you go to checkout. So again, text me MP, and I'll send you this link. You can actually see the right ear of President Trump's face with a bandage on it, and it says My Pillow logo. Kind of a cute little picture. So I appreciate them as a sponsor. Again, make your Christmas shopping really easy. Do it online. They ship it directly to your house, and you all you have to do is open up the box, wrap it, and hide the presents. You can take care of your Christmas shopping online. You don't have to go outside. You don't have to go to the stores. You don't have to deal with any of that. So I greatly appreciate him doing that for us. MP, My Pillow. And I'll send you the link. I'll send you the information. Well, attorney and a clerk are going to trial. We'll talk about it in the next segment. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. As I was checking out the various news stories going on in Lansing related to Michigan news, Michigan politics, one of the news stories came up that the case that we've been following, we've been talking about, is finally going to go to a trial. A former Adams Township clerk, this is not a county clerk, this is a local township clerk, and her private attorney were bound over to circuit court on Monday to stand charges in a trial related to alleged 2020 election voter data breach. Former township clerk Stephanie Scott, 53 years old, and her attorney Stephanie Lynn Lambert, 44, are scheduled for an arraignment in Hillsdale County Circuit Court on December 8th. So this coming Monday, they're going to be arraigned. Hillsdale County District Judge Megan Stiverson agreed with the Attorney General's office that they had shown probable cause against Scott and Lambert to send the charges of unauthorized access to computers, conspiracy to commit unauthorized access to computers, and using a computer to commit a crime to trial. Stiverson also left in place a misconduct in office charge against Scott, who faces a 90-day misdemeanor of failure to perform her duty. The misdemeanor doesn't require a probable cause determination and moves with the felonies. The voters in the state have the right to know that their information stays confidential, the judge wrote in her decision. Ms. Scott put that information at risk. Therefore, there is probable cause to believe that this rises to the level of malfeasance and it should proceed to the circuit court for a trial, end quote, said the judge. However, the judge did dismiss an allegation of ballot tampering against the clerk, Scott, who was accused of failing to turn over a tabulator as instructed by the state's election director. Now, this is kind of interesting. This is where it gets very interesting. During the preliminary examination, this is where they were presenting their arguments to the judge to determine whether or not there was probable cause to send it to a trial. Elections director Jonathan Brader testified that Scott made public comments that she would not follow election procedures and claims that he tried to get her assurance that she would. In the statement, Brader said he directed Clerk Scott to turn over all the equipment and materials necessary for the upcoming election and relieved her of her duties. The prosecution argues that his authority was firmly rooted in law. Well, the attorney for Scott says, I disagree. Whether Clerk Scott was possibly not going to comply with having the preventative maintenance done doesn't show probable cause that she committed a crime or was noncompliant. She still had time to comply, and to put it very clearly, the Bureau of Elections jumped the gun. Well, both the attorney Lambert and Scott face up to 7 years in prison if they are convicted as charged. Michigan State Police got involved because they were asked to investigate possible election law violations by the clerk Scott and then referred their investigative findings to Attorney General Dana Nessel's office. Now, I'm going to stop the story right there. I'm going to back up. First of all, the clerk, Scott, ran and was elected as a Republican. The attorney, Lambert, is a Republican. Dana Nessel, the attorney general, is a Democrat. So, of course, when the matter was referred to her, she definitely jumped all over this case. Nessel said in a statement yesterday that Lambert and Scott's actions were, quote, a deliberate violation of voter privacy to push a false agenda and spew misinformation. Their actions were reckless and illegal, end quote, said Nessel. Not true. Why do I say that? Voter privacy. The very first statement out of her mouth, deliberate violation of voter privacy. Nothing on those tabulator machines identifies voters in any way, shape, or form. You guys know when you go in to vote, you walk into your precinct polling place, right? What's the first thing you see when you walk in? An application for a ballot. You're not going to vote absentee. You're not going to come with your absentee ballot in hand. You're going to vote in person the day of election day. Okay? Now, that little piece of paper asks you to write down what precinct or what area you're from. We only have one precinct in Torch Lake, Antrim County. So, of course, we walk in and write the first district. You print your name and you sign it. Why do they have that little piece of paper, an application to get a ballot? Why do they ask you to sign it? Because what they want you to do is go over and check in with the next person that has this laptop pulled up. Mostly now, all these local townships have a small laptop with the polling book in it, the qualified voter file, the data from when you registered to vote. What do they ask you for? You hand them the application for a ballot and your photo ID. Most of us use our driver's license. Does your driver's license have a signature on it? Of course it does. Does that signature match the signature that you just signed on the application for a ballot? Of course it does. It's your signature. They then pull up your signature from your voter registration when you registered to vote. And they make sure that it's the same signature when you registered that's on your driver's license and on your application for a ballot. There are three distinct verifications of your signature. Your name, your address, and your signature. It all matches up. They then click it in the poll book that you're there to vote in person, and they hand you a ballot. Does your ballot get put inside a privacy cover? Most townships use these folded over hinged privacy covers. They don't want to see your ballot. They don't want to see the number. They don't want to see anything. Now, at the top of your ballot, is there a foldable, tear-offable number for your ballot? Yes, there is. You pull the ballot out of the privacy cover in your little booth area using a ballpoint pen. Don't use a Sharpie. You mark your ballot. Then they tell you to put the ballot back in the privacy envelope and you take it over to the next person. That guy, that lady, woman, takes the top of your ballot and folds and bends back and forth the top that has the ballot number on it and tears it off. At that point in time, your ballot is unidentifiable to you. Nobody looking at your ballot knows that that's your ballot. You then are asked to put your ballot into the tabulator. This is a high-speed scanner that scans both sides of your ballot simultaneously. When you feed it into the tabulator machine, it scans the front and the back. And then it shows, you got to look really quick, in the bottom left corner, there is a number that flashes as to what number you were that day turning in your ballot. How many people had voted and turned in a ballot, or how many absentee ballots were processed before you got there. You were number 463. That's how many ballots have been put into that tabulator machine. But guess what, folks? Those tabulators, even the tabulation tapes at the end of the night, even the flash drives that back up all the information and transfers it from the machine into a flash stick that's then taken over to the county building, to the county clerk's office in a sealed bag, the ballots, the tabulator tapes, basically a long NCR roll of paper that has all the information on it from the tabulator machine, along with the flash drive that's a stick that the county clerk will use to upload your township's information into the mothership at the county building. That's all in a sealed bag. And two people, one Republican, one Democrat, rides together over to the county building to give that bag to the county clerk. Her first statement by Dana Nessel is a bald-faced lie. Deliberate violation of voter privacy. And not true in any way, shape, or form. Why? Because once that tab is folded back and forth and detached from your ballot, nobody knows anything about anybody. It's in that machine, and it's a bunch of ballots. Your voter privacy is not in that machine in any way, shape, or form. So her first statement by Dana Nessel is a bald-faced lie. But then she goes on to say, pushing a false agenda and spew misinformation. You see, what Scott did was she wanted to keep her machine completely intact. She did not want it to be touched by Dominion, the vendors that basically maintain those voting machines, those tabulators. She wanted whatever information that was part of the 2020 election, she wanted it left intact. Additionally, Nessel goes on to say, their actions were reckless and illegal. I don't think they were. And I don't think that if they get a jury trial, I don't think a jury is going to find them guilty.